So in terms of fear, it's not that millionaires and the upper class don't have the same emotions that the middle class do. They just have a strategy of overcoming fear. So, and again, it's all based on risk management. So they ask themselves three questions, right? The first question is, if you are absolutely petrified of a home equity line of credit, whether it's in first lien or second lien, then you need to watch this video. Now, on that topic, understand I may not cover all of your questions or concerns in this video, but understand we have tons of other videos that you can check out where we address this topic. Now, I was doing a deep dive of millionaires and middle class, and it was centered around change. And think about getting a home equity line of credit on your property when you're accustomed to only consuming mortgages. Going from a mortgage to a home equity line of credit is change. And change can be fearful. And, you know, I really look at it as two different groups, millionaires, let's call them rich, versus middle class or average. The middle class fear change because they see it as a threat. However, rich or millionaires view change as an opportunity. It's a new path to learn or grow from something. You know, you look at recessions, right? The middle class tend to be victims of recessions, where the millionaires tend to be victors of recessions. That's where they multiply their growth. Look at what Amazon or Netflix did during the recession, people staying home. So you can be prepared for that, or you can be a victim of it. But change is not good or bad. It's what you make of it. It's what your perspective is. It's what you're prepared to do in times of change. And so let's think about in terms of a mortgage versus a home equity line of credit. Again, it's change, and that could be fearful. It's not that the millionaires don't have the same emotion of fear. They just manage risk entirely different. They have a completely separate rule set of managing risk and asking intelligent questions to overcome what that risk is. So in terms of fear, it's not that millionaires and the upper class don't have the same emotions that the middle class do. They just have a strategy of overcoming fear. So, and again, it's all based on risk management. So they ask themselves three questions, right? The first question is, what is the best that could happen? Number two is, what's the worst that could happen? And number three is, what's reality? What's most likely to happen? But you don't stop there. You then ask yourself, again, powerful questions lead to powerful answers. So the next question is if I can live with the worst thing that could happen, and if the most likely thing that will happen will get me closer to my goal, then you should move forward with that risk. However, conversely, if you aren't able to handle the worst that could happen, and if the most likely thing to happen doesn't move you closer to your goal, then don't take the risk. It's really that simple. We overcomplicate things, and that's how the millionaires overcome risk and fear. So again, if you're absolutely petrified of a home equity line of credit versus a mortgage, let me dissect that a little bit and kind of illustrate how it's beneficial, not only in good times, because that's all that you see in advertising and marketing, right, is use this to accelerate the payoff of your home. But let's also look at it in times of bad. Instead of thriving, let's also look at it in times of thriving. You know, we recently had, I wouldn't call it a survey, but a lot of discussions with banks and hedge funds that buy up this paper on the secondary market. And this major hedge fund that I can't name the name, but this major hedge fund is actually out trying to buy up as much first lien position home equity line of credit paper as possible. Because what they saw in the 2008-2009 meltdown was that folks with a first lien position home equity line of credit had 115 time lower default rate than folks with a mortgage. So let me repeat that again. They had 115 time lower default rate than those with a mortgage. What is default? Mispayments, foreclosure. So you got to ask the obvious question, why did folks with a first lien position home equity line of credit not default and the folks with a mortgage did? It's not that one had more income or more in a savings account than the other. It's because of the tool itself. So, you know, we had this happen during COVID, where folks were clients for several years. They're executing on the strategy. Everything is going just fine. They're paying it down. Well, if they started off at a $300,000 line of credit and they've paid it down to $150,000, without asking bank's permission, guess what they have access to? The additional $150,000, all the way up to their credit line limit, right? So when they had income loss, income elimination, maybe even a spouse passing away, they were able to fall back on their home equity line of credit to not pay in, but actually have it pay out to them. So it essentially became this insurance policy that when income went down, they could use their home as supplemental income. That's what was happening in 2008 and 2009. They had access. They didn't, you don't have to, once you get a home equity line of credit, you don't have to go back and say, hey, I've paid it down to this. Can I get 10 grand? You don't have to ask anybody's permission. You have access to it 24/7. So because they had access to their equity instantaneously, they were using it to survive. And that's why they didn't foreclose or miss payments or damage their credit. So again, change can be fearful depending on your perspective of it and how you overcome that fear. And I get it. Having a home equity line of credit is definitely a change from what the industry is telling you to consume with it, with which is a mortgage. However, if you use it appropriately, not only is it something that can be used to eliminate debt or even leverage to grow your wealth, it can also be that insurance policy that it feeds you and your family in times that you need to survive. So take care. God bless.